The Mortgage Calculator, your favorite non-QM lender with over 5,000 unique loan products.
So welcome, everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I'm the COO of The Mortgage Calculator, joined here by our president, Nick Hershey, and our sales manager, Jose Gonzalez. We are a lender specializing in non-QM loans. And what we do every morning on this show is go through the live mortgage rates for the day, and then we do a deep dive into a different loan topic. And today's topic is going to be bank statement loans. So our sales manager, Jose, with 28 years of experience, will get into a deep dive into that here shortly. But before we do that, we'll do what we do every morning, which is pull up our live rates and go through them. So Nick, if you're ready, let's go ahead and pull up the live rates and see what the market is looking like this morning. All right. Well, the market's not looking good, but the rates are still looking okay. Let me go ahead and refresh my screen. So we'll use the new screen again today. So let me do a little bit of a speech here before we open it up to try to introduce this. So we're going to show our tool here that's going to show us the live rates for today for all of our basic programs. Since it is after 11 a.m. Eastern, we have our rates up for our general programs here. And it is April 25th, just after the rates are live. We're going to compare a one page that's going to have all the rates on it. So I just want to make sure we all understand. We're going to be looking at 80% loan to value, 20% down payment, as we do in our demo every day. We're going to be looking at 760 FICO, so a high FICO score. That way we can make sure all the programs show up. And we're going to be using a 40% debt to income ratio for any of these programs that require debt to income ratio so that we can show all the programs and the best options. Now, there are various options within all of these programs, but these are the best options for each. So let me go ahead and share my screen and we will check it out. So as I mentioned, today's rates, it is the 25th. These are based on 80% loan to value, 760 FICO, 40% debt to income ratio as the basic settings. And if you want a full loan estimate that breaks down everything, please get with one of our team members. We have 300 loan officers that can help you out. Let me go ahead and full screen this as well. Now, the first option, our first demo, typically the most common option for most people, the conventional 30-year fixed. Oops. I can't click it. Didn't mean to click it. Meant to click to the side. So it's conventional 30-year fixed, 6.875 rate. Final APR comes in at 7.224 there for our lowest rate option. Lowest rate option for FHA. This went up a bit since yesterday. 6.125 rate comes in at an APR of 7.125. So when you compare these side by side for a customer that may not qualify for conventional, the FHA is actually a touch cheaper in this example, and that APR does include the upfront and yearly mortgage insurance that is required. So FHA, very comparable example here at the Mortgage Calculator between conventional and FHA. And if our customer has the certificate of eligibility for a VA loan, our 30-year standard VA fixed loan comes in at 6.25 rate. Final APR, 6.568. So amazing there. You notice it's the lowest price option. So our veterans obviously get some of the best benefits there, which is obviously well-earned, well-deserved. Our USDA option, another benefit for our customers that are shopping in the rural areas. We don't do that live on the pricer today, but you see our lowest cost option here for the customers that are searching in USDA areas, 6.25 rate, and the final APR comes to 6.991. So USDA is also a great option if the property qualifies. Obviously, if a veteran qualifies, they want to use the VA. And so on. You see how those pass up compared to each other. Now we'll go into our non-QM options. So first option up here, probably a bank statement option is typically the most common, but this is generally the lowest cost option we have for AltDoc, which is generally bank statement, our topic for today. That comes in at 7.25 rate, final APR 7.589. So notice when we compare that to conventional, very comparable. We're typically within a half a point, and we're actually even closer today when you compare these side by side. So our customers that need a little bit of extra help need to use their bank statements instead of their tax returns that we require for conventional. Switch to the AltDoc option here, and very comparable price, 7.589. Now, next option here is for an investment property under our alt doc, which is typically bank statement. Again, topic for today. Jose will show some specific examples, but this is the generally lowest option we have today. 7.625 rate, final APR 7.976 because it is an investment property. And let's go to our next few options here, general categories. First up here, 30-year fix for conventional. So if we switch to investment on conventional, we come up with 7.5 rate, final APR 7.855. So notice that's a touch cheaper than the bank statement alt doc investment option, but we have some even better options. As we go through every morning, our DSCR option, no income, no employment. And when we're doing investment properties, it's actually better priced. You see here, lower rate than conventional and lower APR than conventional. 7.375 lowest rate, 7.729 APR, which is lower than conventional. Absolutely amazing. And our 30-year fixed DSCR with a 5-year prepay is even lower. So if we add a 5-year prepayment penalty, we can get it down to 7.125 rate and a final APR of 7.445. So that really starts to blow conventional out of the water for our investment properties. And you see here, if we go with our no prepayment penalty DSCR, some people don't want a prepayment penalty, that's fine, but it does cost more. So you see this option has an 8% rate with an 8.359 final APR. So it's actually more expensive than conventional if you have no prepayment penalty. And a couple cool options here that are new products. Our second mortgage, you've seen our two episodes on these. Our second mortgage fixed 30-year option for a primary home as low as 9% rate and 9.433 APR. And our 30-year fixed second mortgage for an investment property comes in as low as 9.875 and a final APR of 10.357. There are a few other options here, but I'm going to go ahead and pass it over to Jose to go over some specific bank statement examples. So let me switch my screen again. And we'll get into our topic for today, bank statement loans. So bank statement loans are generally the most popular non-QM option when we go into alt doc. Notice that alt doc or non-QM is a general category. There are all kinds of options, as you've seen many times when I've done in the live rate show. But bank statement is the most popular. And there is a ton of variations within that. Every time we go into a different program, there's a slight variation. So Jose has some very specific examples of how we can use these bank statement options, which are definitely our most popular options. So are you ready, Jose? Let's go ahead and check this out. Did we lose you, Jose?
All right. I think I'm back now. Sorry about that, guys. Having apparently some internet issues here that I was freezing up. Bank statement loans are for self-employed borrowers only. So our bank statement loans are basically the sector of non-QM origination that increased the most when our interest rates started going up in February of 2022, I believe it was. Before that, we were like at 3.5%. So bank statement loans, I think, make up for about 60% of non-QM origination. And we basically had a lot of self-employed borrowers that transitioned over from a full doc agency to bank statement when the interest rates doubled and they realized that they still needed to qualify for the home that they wanted to buy. Bank statement loans are pretty cool because I have many cases where, for example, a borrower, full doc, may have $3,000, $4,000 a month income, but with the bank statement loan option, they could have $10,000 to $15,000 a month income. The only catch is that the maximum LTV is 90% for all non-QM options. So here, our first option is a primary bank statement purchase with 10% down, which is our minimum down payment for non-QM. And we're looking at a lowest cost option of 10%. And you can buy that down all the way to 9.25% for bank statement primary purchase, 10% down. So put a little context into the situation here. Same bank statement primary purchase, but now we are 15% down payment. So you could see much better rates for the extra 5% down. 8.875 is almost at par. And you can buy that down all the way to 8.125% for a primary purchase with 15% down using bank statement option. So let me give you a couple of investment options here now. Our maximum LTV for our bank statement purchase is 85%. So minimum down payment is 15% down for an investment property purchase using bank statements. This one here I'm calculating with a 3-year prepayment penalty. And you will note 8.999 is our lowest cost option. And we can buy that down to 7.999. And this one again, 85% maximum LTV. So now we drop the LTV to a more standard 80% LTV, 20% down. And you will notice substantially better rates, right? We're looking at 8.49, actually with a lender credit. Pretty cool whenever we have lender credits here in non-QM. And you can buy that down all the way to 6.99% for our 20% down bank statement option with a 3-year prepay. Now, for my last option, I want to show the same 20% down investment property purchase, but instead of a 3-year prepay with a 5-year prepay, and you will notice that we do get a betterment in the rate and in the cost. So now we are at 8.25 at par, and we can buy that down all the way to 6.875. And let me pull up the other one a second here. So you will note this one was 8.25 was costing 0.375, which is going to be our difference now in pricing, because you will note that our 6.99 instead of costing 3.5 is costing 3.125, and now we have an extra interest rate here of 6.875 that is available. So definitely good options with bank statements. With your refis, you're looking at same scenarios except 5% less loan to value. So maximum LTV for a primary cash out refi is 85%. Maximum LTV for a cash out investment property bank statement option is 80%. So we look forward to helping you here at the Mortgage Calculator with all of your bank statement loan options.
Okay, let's see here. Do we have any questions? Yeah, it looks like we have a question. What is the price of the property in those examples?
500. I guess I could scroll down to the bottom. It's $500,000 is the purchase price I'm using for these examples.
All right. Oh, I don't see any other questions, so I think we can go ahead and wrap it up. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Remember, 11 a.m. Eastern every weekday, we do this show where we go through the live rates and then do a different deep dive topic. So we'll be back tomorrow with a new topic. Appreciate everybody tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern, for the next episode of Daily Mortgage Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. Take care, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Apply now at themortgagecalculator.com for instant mortgage rate quotes for over 5,000 loan products.